The Ho-Chunk Nation's recent roundup of its bison herd near the Richland County town of Eagle, wranglers and trucks corral roughly 10 dozen of the hulky animals towards a large metal pen. Bison project manager Richard Snake says this is the smallest herd on record.
We used to have 300 head here, and now we're down to 122 animals because the DNR came in and soil tested us, and we didn't have enough proteins and minerals in our storage hay, and in our land wasn't producing enough.
Snake says once they get the 1,500 acres at the former ammunition plant transferred from the U.S. Army, they can expand the herd. He says the bison's lean meat is an important staple for tribal members who suffer higher rates of diabetes, heart disease, and obesity than the general population.
The amount that we have, we don't have enough for meat marketing sales. Right now, we just use it for our health programs. And these animals here, they don't even cover our people that need that. Whenever they get the language and write-ups down there at Badger Ammunition, we get that land. I'm just waiting for them.
Some tribal members thought the U.S. Army could transfer the land as early as last year, but the Army is still drafting a suitability to transfer document, which requires input from a number of agencies and the public. Rick Lewandowski, an attorney for the Ho-Chunk, stresses patience.
The Department of Defense moves at its own pace. The land is certainly not going anywhere, and so if it takes a little longer to do it properly, that's fine.
The Ho-Chunk also plan to use bison for cultural ceremonies and educational programs. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.